When I get out of school every day, I'm so hungry that I can eat a cow. So sometimes I go to the store with my friend to get something to eat.
How much are these pineapples?
How much are for a BLT?
My food choices are very different from the food choices that people my age make. Even my friend Kyle has noticed it. It wasn't always like this.
Have you ever seen me stay away from food that has like a lot of calories or is bad for you? Like,
actually, yeah, I think I have once. I think it was a time when we got a lot of food and you said, wow, I don't think I could eat all that chicken. So you decided to go with a salad instead just to be more on the healthy side. Like, I've kind of realized you usually go with salads or fruits. Or like yesterday when we went to a deli and I got a donut. I got like 3 donuts and you got pineapples, so yeah.
When I was younger, food was my best friend. I loved to eat. Eating was everything. Unfortunately, I was made fun of in school for being chubby. The summer of 2012 made a change on how I eat. Me and my brother spent a lot of time with my aunt at her job. There's this huge park across the street. I would ride my bike almost every day. The customers at my aunt's job mentioned to me how my weight loss was noticeable on my face. The compliments didn't stop. I began to develop an obsession with losing weight. My aunt doesn't order pizza all the time, but when she does, I would take a napkin and rub it against the pizza so I don't consume the extra calories. My pizza would end up looking deformed, and from a distance, you would not be able to tell that it was a slice of pizza. Every time I ate something that wasn't really healthy for me or had a lot of calories, I would feel like I was just gaining weight instantly. Every time I ate a meal, I would look at my curvy Latina body and cry because I didn't like what I saw. I knew about eating disorders, but I didn't want to admit it because I thought that it would make me a crazy person. I tried speaking to my mother about my problem, but she didn't really understand what was going on.
Mommy, yo me estaba sintiendo.
I tell her that I feel fat because I started to eat at the cafeteria and I usually skip lunch.
Y que yo te he dicho a ti que algo tiene que comer.
My mom says that I need to eat, that I can't make it through the day only on juice or milk. Or what? Do I want to faint while I'm in school? I tell her, yeah, but I don't want to because I know that if I eat, I will gain weight. But she says, you have that in your mind.
Tú tienes que parar eso.
She says, you have to stop that.
Yo no te doy comida de la calle. Un día tal vez comamos en la calle. Yo no te doy comida de la calle.
She says, I don't give you street food. Maybe one day we eat takeout. I don't give you canned food. I don't buy boxed cake, donuts, and things like that.
Tú no comes cosa que te engorde.
She says, you don't eat food that will make you fat because you know that street food is fattening and I always cook. And I say, but when I look in the mirror, I see that I look fat.
El espejo tiene aumento. Ese espejo te lo tengo que cambiar.
She says that it's the mirror that's high in magnification and that she has to change it.
Que soy chiquita, ¿qué tú quieres? Ser grande y mal formada, entonces. ¿Hm? ¿Qué tú quieres? Dime, Adriana. Ya yo no sé cómo explicarte.
She asks me what do I want, that she doesn't know how to explain it. I can't explain to her what's going on in my head. I want to stop worrying about the food, but I also want to have a thin body type. Since I never had anyone to talk to that understands me, I usually keep the thought to myself. I give myself advice. But I feel like there's a roller coaster in my head. I would sometimes feel confident enough to say, sure, I can eat this, I look good. But 2 weeks later, I would start to think, I can't eat this. I'm gonna look worse than what I already look. I know I'm not the only one that has experience with an eating disorder. According to the National Association of Anorexia Nervosa and Associated Disorders, up to 30 million people in the U.S. suffer from an eating disorder. Although there are millions of people who are struggling with eating disorders, I feel lonely because I don't have anyone to talk to about it who knows what it's like and won't judge me. Carmen Cusido is a reporter on eating disorders. She also experienced an eating disorder herself. And she is now using her voice and experience to educate the world about eating disorders and how serious they are. Carmen Cusido was 12 years old when she went through food poisoning and began to eat healthier.
I did initially lose a little bit of weight, and people were complimenting me on that. So by that point, once they discovered the lactose intolerance, I started eating again and taking certain precautions so I wouldn't feel sick. But then I started gaining weight. The very thought of being chubby or really heavy really scared me. So I pretended to look at the food labels with my parents, telling them I was looking for milk products, but instead I was looking at the calories and the fat grams. Eventually, my weight went down to 60 pounds and I almost died.
Carmen was hospitalized. She almost had a heart attack because her heart weakened from not eating. For almost a year, she lived in a treatment facility. She also saw a therapist. When I spoke to Carmen, I felt like someone understood what I was going through. She understood my pain. Carmen is also Hispanic, so she can relate to what I was going through with my mom not understanding me. Carmen said that it was hard for her family to understand what she was going through. They couldn't understand why their daughter was starving herself when they had immigrated from Cuba and had family back home who didn't have enough to eat. And she said that, don't get her wrong, her mom is an amazing person. It's just that she wasn't able to fully understand her mental disorder at all. Carmen doesn't blame her, though. Mental disorders aren't kind of looked upon as something very serious.
Mental health issues are definitely stigmatized. If you have back pain, for example, someone may say, oh, go to a chiropractor. But if you tell somebody you're feeling depressed, the response usually is, what do you have to be sad about? And I usually say, well, no, I don't actively choose to be sad. Sometimes it's just a function of brain chemistry. It's terrible that if somebody says, I'm really sad and I'm thinking of hurting myself, they're sometimes met with a dismissal of their feelings or negative labels like you're crazy, instead of trying to encourage that person to go to a therapist. If I need to get weighed, for example, if I need to go under anesthesia, I ask that I be weighed with my back turned around because I really don't want to see the number. I feel that if I know it, I'll begin engaging in negative behaviors like starving myself. I know that that's a trigger for me, so I don't do it. 2 years ago, I started exercising pretty regularly, and I now go to kickboxing a couple of times a week. I look more athletic and feel like I may have lost weight, but when people start commenting on my body, I ask them not to. I don't feel it's appropriate, and it definitely makes me feel uncomfortable. Eating disorders are very serious, but not only do people not understand how terrible the disease is, there can be folks who make very, very insensitive remarks. I've heard things like, oh, I wish I was a little anorexic. No one ever says, I wish I had a little asthma or diabetes, because you wouldn't say that about diseases that kill people. Well, guess what? Anorexia also kills people.
Today, Carmen is recovered and tries to prevent any behavior that will lead her into an eating disorder. Making this radio piece was definitely a form of therapy for me. It was the first time that I was fully open about my experience with an eating disorder. Today, I am still in the roller coaster stage, but not as much. If I see the symptoms that are unusual, I would stop whatever it is that I'm doing and ask myself, is this going to benefit me? Am I over-exaggerating the situation? I'm slowly starting to feel confident about my body. Monday, January 11th, 2016, was the first day I ate a slice of pizza and didn't feel a river of fat running through my body and making me fat. I started to work out, and it helps me release my stress. And I'm happy. I don't do it to lose weight in an unhealthy manner. I try eating as healthy as I can, but in the event that I have to eat McDonald's, I won't panic about it. For SaxLV Radio Scholars, I'm Adriana Rodriguez.